أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I want to welcome you to another episode of Bad Guy Radio. Tune in to Bad Guy Radio with your host Bad Guy. The alchemy, you know the brand. You know the bad guy, the one where they sound like one man band. Yeah. All my songs on shuffle. You get me, man. Yeah. Are you from England? Ah, yeah. That's where I learned to how to be a real madman in England. Now these days I be like a Jamaican. Yeah. More Jamaican than Nigerian these days. Yeah, they fear me, man. Ha! Real Afadan, yeah. Episode 13 is live, man. Yeah, Superman on the chest. Yeah. Feel the song, man. Are you daft? Don't be deaf. Are you dead? Bad guy, pay your fucking debt. Debts be the natural, the ending. Yeah, or depending what you were mending on this earth. Do you know what I just ate? Yeah, what I just ate. Yeah, bad guy with the ate, bad guy with the ate. Everything sounding best. Everything, yeah. Superman on the chest. Yeah. Bad guy radio, yeah. Where to go? Everything on shuffle. 1 hour recording. Too easy. Too many tracks. Over 200 tracks on the phone. Ha, yeah. Bad man. Yeah, on the shuffle, 1 hour play. Let's see how they go today. Yeah, episode 13. Too much to say. No many, no more, no many play. This is called Braveheart. This episode is called Braveheart. This track is called Braveheart. Please take heart. SOS for Gaza. Yeah. Please take heart. SOS for Gaza. Free Palestine. Instant. Yeah. Be exact. In your targeting of Hamas. Christmas is coming. Yeah. Understand that. Yeah. El Capitan just said that. On Bad Guy Radio. SOS for Gaza. Please take heart. I'm not laughing like Kevin Hart. Yeah. Bad guy. Targeting everything like a motherfucking dart. Yeah. That is that. Half a dart. Half a bat. Yeah, rat-a-tat, yeah. Better don't get a fucking heart attack. Yeah. Dealing with the heavy rat pack. Yeah, bad guy. See my heavy backpack. Yeah. Today we're going for the Mandarin. Then decided to snow, huh? First snow of like the season or something. I look outside this morning. I see snow, bare snow. I was already dressing up to like kick out the door, you know? I get out, hey. So I just change my mind quick. As the head of state. You get your own job, you do whatever fuck you like. So snowed, so I stayed in. Decided to record, because I got best songs, you get me, man?
Reflect.
Chill.
Because
next day, you might be dead. You get me, man? Bad Guy Radio. Next song, let's go. 1 hour recording, you know? If I feel like talking, I'll talk. If I feel like drinking, I'll drink. If I feel like smoking, I'll smoke. Unfortunately, there's no bitch here to fuck. But it's all good. Liming for 1 hour on your own track, not a bad thing, you know? Yeah. Spotify that. Bad guy be the one in the alphabet. The alphabet, yeah. Better place your fucking bet. Bet 65, 669, 666. Yeah, snitches do and shoot get stitched. Fuck a little bitch. Yeah, ha, hey. Bad guy. Feeling real rich. I was born, yeah. Lil Rich, ha. Be like Richie Rich, ha. Don't call me a bitch, ha. That could end you up in a fucking ditch, ha. 6 feet deep with your head, yeah. Up, cut up, up, bed, bed, yeah. I would even take off and bed your wife, Bad guy, could take your life, Did I say it twice, yeah. See as I did rap on top of my own track. Some of these tracks were not accepted by Fresh Tunes. You know Fresh Tunes, my publisher in Dubai. Yeah, so they didn't take some of these songs. Like this track is called, you see, Roger Bell. Called me, very tough song. But they didn't take it for some reason. They said, I don't know. It's called Rap Maker Problems. It's supposed to be on this album, Rap Maker 101, that I'm trying to pop out. Actually, I think I'll put the picture on this recording of Braveheart. Even though Braveheart is not in Rap Maker, but I got best songs. So, you know, until you check it, you're not going to know what song there. You get me, B? Too many tracks. 200 or something on this phone. I checked it on off-top. 470, almost 500 songs on off-top. On Loudly, it's 170-something songs. Then I think on Rapchat, probably 100 and something too. Because it's easy. Like, I'm already going to 100 on Rap Fame. Imagine. I was only there for like a month. And we're only a few days into December, man. So 80 songs I'm at. Or 80-something songs I'm at. My guy, bad. Don't fuck with that. So I saw Mixmeal Twitter this morning or something. He said he wants to get a satellite radio channel for Dream Chasers. That should be quick, you know? Get it. Get it before that. You know, that's nothing. You should be, you know? Get on podcast, all kinds of shit. Be like fucking, what's this guy's name? Paul George. He has his own podcast. How many motherfuckers have their own podcast? You know? Anyways, I ain't gonna tell a big man what to do. But, you know, he put his mind out. I was just surprised that he had to put that out, that he wants to do that. Like, why you have to tell people that you want to do that? Just get it and do it, you know? Fucking, I got my Byway radio in a heart attack. They Spotify me, even on satellite radio that have any Spotify or whatever channels, they can hear me, you know? SoundCloud, all kinds of shit. Anyways, Rap Maker Problems. It didn't make it to Rap Maker 101, but still a nice track. So, you know, something like this. This is why I need this podcast, so that this can go, you know. They can still hear it. Someone be like, oh, you know, that never made it out, but it made it out, you know. So this track is called Street So Savage. Click, clack, 9 on the button. Yeah, enjoy. If I feel like I rap on it, I rap over it. It's like double talking, you know, but it's all sweet, you know. It's all game to me. You a game to me. Yeah. You again to me, the streets so savage. Click, clack, 9 on the button. Yeah, seriously, love mutton. Yeah, it's snow today, imagine. Yeah, first snow or something. Yeah, major snow indeed, yeah. That's what I'm saying though. Type of snow that don't want you to go nowhere. They have to clear the snow. I'm not putting my Timberlands or anything on the snow. I got a launch date today, 11 p.m. at the Mandarin. Sponsored by Loft, yeah. Loft, my housing provider, the government people, the non-profit. Yeah. When you go for a non-profit, if you are a non-profit, then it's better to go to a non-profit to get your support. Non-profit supporting non-profit. That's how you profit. Be like Edward Buffett. Eat the fucking Mandarin Buffet. Bad guy. Street so savage. Click clack. 9 on the button. Seriously, love mutton. Yeah. Feeling myself these days. I got every press on the fucking button. Yeah. Internationally known. Notoriously grown. By Notorious B.I.G. Just, I'm doing better than he did, you know, in terms of my exposure, my acceptance, my inclusivity, my nativity, my theory, my creativity, best in months, that we're called the best, yeah, trying to be better than the rest, don't know, serious bad guy, serious bad man, serious Superman on the chest, yeah, enjoy the rest, let me learn my thing. Before you make me have a heart attack and I lose everything, motherfuckers. Take your time when you entertain. Don't enter stress. Like now, I'm currently drinking one cider that I made. 5 liters. Imagine, from 2 liters of juice, I made 5 liters of cider. That's serious juice. You can warm it. Drink it warm. Drink it cold. That's sweet. I made that shit myself. You know, I picked the juice, I picked the yeast, I put the sugar amount that I want. Not just buying shit and don't know what they're putting in it. You get me, man? Self-sustaining things. That's what the kind of happiest rituals. Motherfuckers, yeah. You gotta be on. Motherfuckers. Let me take a chill after the track, man. That fucker that you be. You teriyaki teriyaki chicken motherfucker that you be. Huh? See, some tracks are just too bad. Like this one, I've not put it on anything. This track is called Play Your Position. I think this one is out. So ones that are out, I won't really shout too much. The ones that are not out, maybe I'll rap on it. This Play Your Position is on Spotify. You can check it out. I think, because I think it's on Scarface, or it's either on Rap Maker 101. Just listen, man. I need to smoke a little thing. I'm stressing. Already 10 minutes stressing, just talking constantly. I hate this podcast shit. That's why I do it for myself. If you're trying to entertain, you just enter at attack. I just enjoy myself, you know.
Incision, got more
fucking precision.
You can use to play your position.
Ferrari Buddha. Ferrari Buddha, Yazuke, Naruto. Remember your rhymes, motherfuckers. Don't steal mines, huh? This is how you lime. Bad guy, you don't know, it be like this be my time. Seriously speaking, broken like I be using Ogun. Like I'm speaking or I'm from Oboken, you know? You know that place, Oboken, ha. Yeah. Speaking broken like I'm using serious motherfucking Ogun. Like I'm from Ogun State. Meanwhile, I'm from Ibadan. Yeah. The real bad one, the real bad man. Better jump on the fucking bad wagon. See, as everything rhyming when you're chilling, everything sounding, everything beaming. I go like Jay's booming. Goddamn.
Play your position.
Play your motherfucking position. Like El Capo, I had to follow him back. Even though I unfollowed him yesterday, I followed him back this morning, you know. I got my mind right, said everything at 300, like the Spartans, you know. Bad guy. 300 like the Spartan, following on Twitter. If you must do, score X now. Free comedy on X. Yeah. Outdated Netflix, Prime, all these things. Yeah, your entertainment on X here. Yeah, better know. Just dropping little ads for myself. Things that I like, I will advertise. Like Fresh Tunes, go get it. Like Rap Fame, like Rap Maker. Like Loudly, like Rap Chat, like Off Top. Many motherfucking hip hop platforms on this goddamn platform. They thought the earth was flat. Kyrie Irving, what you gotta say to that? I be balling like you, Kyrie. Better know.
I really don't.
Motherfucking care. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Do you yet? This one's out too, you know.
Do you yet? Fuck you.
So I like this.
Fuck you.
Gotta spread my voice.
You
soft, you. You smell of H2S. Fuck you. And you as motherfucker. I can touch you lyrically, animalize, bad guy, maximize. They move like savage. Randy Savage in the wrestling ring. My poetry has my machine gun. You don't know the real one. The real trigger finger, shoot to ringer. Edward Kissinger. V6, 2.3, V8, 5.0. 4.0, 98, 416, 647, 903, 212. I don't wanna fuck with you, motherfucker, fuck you. You and yours, it's not today. It feel like a holiday, I had to stay in, get it in. 1 hour recording on the Bad Guy Radio Show, you must watch this, man. Any way they go, motherfucker, fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you. This episode is called Braveheart. Episode 13 on the Bad Guy Radio. You wanna know, I'm chilling, sitting on my bed, my back to the wall, my pillow. And I got my Indian table thing. You know, you probably see my picture with my phone on a speaker. I'm Podomatic, recording my Bad Guy Radio, with my projector, singing my songs, seeing the visualizer. In the dark room with the snow outside, all the covers closed. Yeah, I'm describing my own fucking room. Like, just in case you're deaf or you're blind, you can imagine. You know, use it. You ain't got shame. Fuck you, motherfucker. I don't see you.
IDK, fuck you.
IDK, whatever the fuck your name was on that Rap Fame. You disrespected me and you got it. That was for you, man. But I address everybody. So the next song is called Paradise, Learn to Eat Like Mice. It's probably a softer song. So I have to press you every time, then come closer, motherfucker. I thought I put you on shuffle, bitch. Why the fuck? What's all this? So, okay, I'll put on my lap. I put it on the table. I thought it would just be shuffling so I could see both of them. So I got to touch, press. Man's got hands on every button. So I did describe what I'm feeling like or what I'm doing right now. Projector on the wall. I'm just using the speakers from the projector. Nothing too solid. The same projector on the loudest, on 100. my phone, I'm projecting the sound from one of my phones to the wall. In the dark room, snowed outside, clothes all around you. Kind of have an idea how my room is. I've done a lot of videos. That's a room in the house, whatever, by the beaches. This track is called Paradise, Lent You Like Mice. It's on one of the albums. I think Scarface, We All Face. I'm not even sure which one now. The songs are getting too many, you get it? Mans are racking in, showing guys the way to go, you know? Anyways, I'm just recording my shit, spreading my voice. I'm so happy Spotify is Swedish, because that's like the main place that's for the people or something, you know, the common now, the common person, Sweden people, like all the H&Ms, the IKEAs, all those things, things that people really like. They love to create things that people can use, the Swedish. Then God just sent me, the one goddess of the Swedish, the Swedes. The Freyas, the Annalisas, bad guess, still rabbit like I got international visas. Meanwhile, my passport can take me anywhere like the visas. Don't need no international visas no more. Just take my passport and get out and jump the door. The way I be dressing, double layering, everything. I got clothes on myself, just walk in for 1 week alone. I take off the top, then there's something under. I take off the shorts, there's probably another shorts under. And I'm wearing tights, so I have pockets, so I have shit. I can use that to swim, I can use that to the gym. I can use the same shorts that's under my jeans. And I can take my basketball jersey, one always on top of me. Every day my Raptors representing, at least you know I'm from Toronto when you see me. I'll just go right with my sling bag, my fanny pack, right across my neck, not by my chest or whatever, you know, across my back. And I'm in the plane and I'm boom and I'm rap. You know, my shoes, I can use it to play. I can use it in the snow. My alchemy shoes, you know, I'm ready to go, train to go. Bad guy, no, they play. You see, as I describe, all I need to do is just have the intention, put my passport in my pocket, and I'm out. And I got clothes for 1 week at least. That's if I don't have money. Surely I can buy a t-shirt, make another thing, find something on the road, make it. As a fashion designer, that's nothing for you, man. I'm having so much fun, man. God damn. 1 hour we're going for, eh? You're tuning to Bad Guy Radio. You're tuning to Bad Guy Radio. This one too didn't make it. This is called Bad Guy the Goat. I'll let you guys enjoy this. You hear it? Bad Guy the Goat. You didn't make it to my album. They didn't. They said the voice format or something. And I'm not bothered, you know. Most of you devote to Allah, to God. Call your throat. Quote me. Eat your fucking oatmeal. Vegetoad, you a toast. You a vegetate in your veggie steak. Bad guy be like eating steak every day. Like $7 for a skewer of steak or lamb. By Acropolis, dropping rhymes, dropping advertising in my shit. Everything shines, yeah. Everything blings. Not everything that rings is a jing jing, a bling bling, a jingle bell, you know. Wanna be like Roger and Bell. Subscribe, Be like, I got demons. Be like, I be the host, Big boats. Until you give up. The motherfucking ghost! Diagnose most of you sickness, mental illness. Better quote me. I provoke. I'm the goat, motherfucker. I will soak you in your own blood, man. I will toast you, I will roast you, I will choke you, I will stroke you, motherfucker, if you're a girl, that is. I'll dope you, I'll coach you, I'll connote you, I'll croak you, I'll grope you, I'll even grope you, yeah, I was grope. I will dope you, I will talk you, you can call me Roku, Real bad guy Goku, El Goku Son GD, the Oku, big motherfucking IQ, on the GQ, man, motherfucker dressing like motherfucking Gucci, colors all around, call me Rainbow, so invoke. I provoke motherfuckers every day. I know that. I know the way I stay, the way I play. Bad guy really know the play any day. Know the fear. Serious Nigerian black bear. Torpedo 2 is out. Get it. Rapido. That guy was funny. And I just saw everything happened in less than 1 hour, I swear. Saw on the street. I was like, yo, I just gave her eye. Yeah, just like, what's... She didn't even speak much English, but all I do was just signal that you want to follow me or something. She's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, yo, okay, let's get a coffee or something, you know. Got coffee, quick walk, like 10-minute walk, straight to the hotel. Boom, 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 ready. But she had to do her drugs, which was just interesting. They're all her drugs in that putakana. Like a drug baron, like, it's the right place for a bad man, I swear. I have so much fun in Dominica. I'm going back again, I swear, next year, hopefully. Anyways, that was the story, and it was done in less than 1 hour, from the street to the bed to the coffee shop. Boom, 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 everything. It was torpedo, rapido, because I was going to have breakfast. I didn't even eat nothing. And you stay in that, I don't think I'm staying in that hotel again, though, even though I enjoyed it. Because other hotels, they might not allow you bringing girls, you know, that's the funny thing. They will not allow you bringing locals, unless maybe whatever. So you got to go a place where they'll allow you bringing locals. You can just walk on the street, see all the bad man or the bad man. They'll check you out, you know, all of them selling drugs, selling cocaine, selling weed. It's like gangster fucking Vice City, Dominican Republic. Fuck that. I love that place, man. Sin City. Everything. Yeah, you see arresting guys on the street live. Policemen. Everything is just like Shino Rambo walking in that city, man. Love it. With the down C, with the Dasi, with the 2C, bad guy be the 2YC. Use 1IC. That's it. Torpedo, rapido on the floor. It's like you where the submarine go. Like the white angel. Taking the shit like it's my last window. Do you hear my echo? Rapido, torpedo, be like Rambo, Chino Rambo, bad guy, torpedo, rapido, on the fucking floor, they be here in my tracks in Bolivia, Cote d'Ivoire, Russia, Netherlands, Amsterdam, everywhere, every last, Nigeria, and they rap me for Nigeria, I know, I swear I got my Facebook anyway. So that you gotta stay original any day. You know, go copycat you, you get it, man. Once you're original, no one can take your name or try to call yourself. How many recruits do we have, you know? How many people want to call themselves bad guy? Impossible. Once I'm gone, that name should just go. Grandfather, retire, you know? Boom. That's how you stay, man. Can't be having many people using your name. How many Michael Jackson do we have in this world? Everybody. But nobody's going to pick that bad guy. I don't expect them to. But I see other people using B8 and stuff. So I see B8s. I've seen a couple other things. B8D, some things, yeah. Or B8s and so, yeah. People can use that, but not the same B8DGUY, no. Once that's taken, boom. That's taken, man. Been taken since 2010, eh? So I put work in 13 years. Must be a lucky year for sure. Lucky number 13, isn't it? 2023, there's something about this year, man. Who knows? Maybe mine will even go this year. It must be epic. But I need to stay. I need to see these Gazian people. I need to see what's going on. It would be nice to see their freedom with my eyes. And I'll feel like I've realized, you know, my dreams. Boom. But you can't control your death. Maybe you could control your life. If you can't try. Yeah. Stay alive, Gazians. Blink, blink, chain. Bad guy never rest. Put a motherfucking bad guy to test. I do a test. I do the test. Many of you. Tila resist. Huh? Boom. Stella insists, yeah. Bad guy, yeah. Sis, be like trans, huh? Be like Shams, yeah. Be like, call me Shams. Shams the Dean, be the name of this motherfucking Dean, yeah. Better know, need to dive right in. Too deep, yeah. Until I'm motherfucking 6 feet deep. I go real deep, knee deep first, huh? And I dive in. Insanity in the end. It's how we got in the end for creativity inside. It be like the crazier you get, the busier you get. You know what I mean? If you ain't got no craze, then you ain't busy, you know? So you gotta get some craze, get busy, you know what I'm saying? Every CT, motherfucker. No pity. Oh, I love this track. I think it's out too, I think. Please don't go. Curiosity, creativity. Which album is that in? I don't even know these days, man. But you're coming out because you gotta. Maybe secret of music. Maybe you're there. Let me see. Let's check the other phone. Like every phone is occupied right now. Let's check the tablet. Creativity. Which album are you in, buddy? I don't remember. But your track, bro. I'm going nowhere. This creativity. Please don't go. Please don't go. You know I love you the most. Oh no. Please don't go. Please don't go. Don't go nowhere. Don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go nowhere. Motherfucker, are you here? Show boy, you're over there. Motherfucker, do you hear? Please don't go. Creativity. Curiosity. Please don't go. Please don't go. Motherfucker, don't go nowhere. I could have only put it in the secret of music. Maybe it's the lesson. Please don't go. Let's check Spotify straight. Let's see what's out there, you know? But I know it's coming out, even if it's not in Rap Maker or something. But it's a bit too soft for a Rap Maker, so maybe it's in Secret of Music. The Secret of... Till 6 in the evening. That's how I stay up, motherfucker. I'm the only one that has the name like that, can you imagine? Do I have that? Please don't go. It's not here. Ah, nah. It would have really been nice on this album. You're gonna come out, though. Let's see. You're not on bad, are you? I'm the only person imagine with that name, The Secret of Music. No motherfucker ever thought of breaking The Secret of Music. The Secret. See, bad guy sound like Ninjaga. Big Shaga, huh? Yeah. They play like guy for Big Braga. If you know soccer, you know what I mean, yeah? But they have Secret of Weddings. But they won't have Secret of Streaming Blood. Secret of what else is here? Secret Life of Weddings. All kinds of Secret of Christmas. But they will not have Secret of Music. Motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm the only one. Imagine. Okay, there's one guy. Profile. He's called The Secret of Music. That's tough, but no one else, imagine. They don't get mine to break The Secret of Music, do they? Secret of Music, yeah, only, okay, there's one song, Secret, Morrissey, some guy, then a profile called Secret of Music. Who are you? Let's see who you are. Might have to follow you. Shadow and Bones, no followers. You make sense, I'll follow you, okay? The Night Circus, no, zero followers. Two followers, now you have two followers. And you're following 18 people. I'll follow you, don't worry. At least you had the mind to put the name The Secret of Music. Even this one, they just told me now that it's not going to make it. So you better hear it. This is where you're going to get it. The ones that are not going to make it to in the publishing way are going to make it through podcast. You get it? You understand? One way or another, you're gonna get it. You're gonna remember my name. You get it? That's the whole point. In a day. Till I'm late. Then we'll see what happens at motherfucking Heaven's Gate. Before Hell's Gate. Yeah. I be like the dog. What's his name again? I forget right now. Is it Adonis? No. That's the sun. Is it Typhon? No. Is it Anubis? Yeah. I be like Anubis. Be like the Cubics, the Rubik's. Bad guy, serious aerobics with my voice, yeah. Stretching my lungs, yeah. Even any motherfucking choice, yeah. There you go, yeah. Thought, yeah. I did give the book of thought in Langley Gula J podcast. The book of thought, yeah. That's the next step, too. I got, yeah. I gotta get, yeah. I gotta place motherfucking bet, yeah. On a motherfucking thought, yeah. G unit, Do you hear it? Yeah. But Larry, what you G you net? Yeah. Bad guy. Not the thing, not the what you. Getting all the things in the future. Yeah. Even when I'm dead, I'm sure there will be some people that will still bang my tunes. You get me there? Yeah. So, getting my things in the future, that name was fed, yeah, from the gods, yeah. But Larry, why'd you, yeah, getting the shit in the future, we whichever way, making my shit today, then I reap what I sow, then I reap what I pay, Bad guy, baking bread every almost every day. For the last bread I baked last week, I still got. All I gotta do is put it in the sandwich. You know the double sandwich maker. Sandwich maker that you get for like $15 at Walmart. Yeah, I use that. I bake the bread like cake. Put everything I like, everything I bake. Yeah, like cupcake size. Yeah. And when it's done, put everything in a Ziploc bag. Put it in the fridge. Every time I want, bring one out. Eat right there from the fridge cold. If I want it hot, then I put it in the sandwich maker quick. And I even fry an egg in the same motherfucking sandwich maker at the same time with the bread. Be like cake. Very sweet that I make, that I bake with the yeast and the bread and the motherfucking egg. Yeah. Even put coconut. Put sugar, put whatever I like. Put my weed, yeah, cupcake size. Remember that. Cut it into even smaller pieces if you like, yeah. Trust me. Put it in the fridge, Ziploc bag, heavy, yeah. Bring it out. Take it one by one. May last a week if you're not heavy on the biscuit, on the bread, on the sugar in. You get it, man. Self-sustaining, all these things I've been teaching. Olari, why you G unit? Got my own gang, got my own crew. Be in a cult. Serious Rosicrucian cults, yeah. I think in the past I probably caught much guts, yeah. Probably take out many fucks, yeah. Many fuckeries in societies. G unit, motherfuckers. This one didn't make it, so I just doubled up on it, you know. The ones that won't make it, I think that's what I'll do. Anyone that's not going to make it, that they said the file. I don't know what's wrong with this, that they said the file format. They just said error. And that was just this morning. He already made it yesterday, but this morning, another fuckery. And then the same picture. Even Black Train, they say he didn't make it. You can see how clear this is. They said the sound format is fucked. Can you imagine? So Black Train didn't make it, but it's on Rap Fame. So I hope Rap Fame lives forever. So Black Train will live on, you know. Are you on that Black Train, motherfucker? Do you know my black pain? Huh? Bitch? So you're wondering why am I so hard, so tough, eh? That's why I got a the softest friend in the world that has almost lost her mind because she's so artistic, creating all kinds of majestic. You should call her Majesty, my friend Annalisa. Last episode, I really appreciate her. It was nice to have someone, just get some feedback, have some fun with your friend. I was supposed to see her this morning at 8 o'clock, but she can see it snowed. So until they clear the snow, she better not be expecting me. I'm sure she's okay. Everybody just got paid. It's the end of the month. Bone Thugs, thank you for that song. End of the month. So my guy just get many juices. I have cold juices, hot juices. Some things in containers just fermenting. And I take it out, just put a little hot water. And then I drink. You know, it's my shit. So I'm just... And then I don't throw away my stock. You know, when you start the source material for your fermentation, you don't throw that away, bitch. You use that same thing if you're smart. And you recycle. So you never have to... You might not even have to... You just add a little yeast the next time, you know. So that some life things will eat the dead things. And they will live and create new things. It's like making magic, you know. So I got shit all over my space. I cook right in my fucking room. Anything that I like. Hot dogs, sandwich, cake. I just told you what I ate this morning. The little pieces of bread, cake-ish. And then with the egg, I fried the egg right there. Put my spinach already cut in pieces. That was also in a Ziploc bag in the fridge. And I had my spinach with cilantro mixed already. So I just took a little bit of that. I have some tomatoes, onions already chopped in the freezer, in the fridge here in the room. So I just took a little bit of that, put it on the egg that I just broke and put it right into the sandwich maker that I put a little oil on all the board. So easy. I eat any fucking thing I want. And if it's not big enough, if it's not small enough to fit my fridge in the room here, I go downstairs in the big fridge downstairs and pick it up and bring it upstairs and cook it here, you know. I don't got to use the kitchen downstairs. It's a co-op living. In fact, that reminds me of this conversation that I saw today on Twitter. Justin Trudeau. Okay, no, let's pause this. This is important. We're going to chat. Let's hold on. I'm on one. I think this one too is out. So, or it's coming out. That's, I guess, it's probably already out. I think I'm on one. Let's see. It's on Butter, I think. Let's see Butter. Okay, so I digress, but I'm going to talk in a second. I just paused it because that's like 30 minutes of constant songs. And me shouting and stuff, that's enough, you know. And I have this joint that I'm holding right now, and I'm about to light up. But before I do that, I want to check Bada and see if this track that's about to come on next is on there, because sound like a dedication to Drake, whatever. I'm on one, jumped on his track. Is it there? Dracula? No, it's not here. Okay, it's on Rap Maker. It must be on Rap Maker because I didn't put it on Scarface and I didn't put it on. Let's see, is it on Secret of Music? Cannot be that, you know, those kind of, that's how you gotta know your shit. That kind of name, I'm on one, then you put it on Secret of Music. It must be mad. People just be like, what the fuck? You know, you gotta answer to the call of the sound, you know, the spirit of the music of the spheres is real, you know, vibration and shit, all the shit online. So, okay, this track on the wall now I see is I'm on one. So, obviously, I think that one's on Rap Maker because these days I don't even know what songs are on there until I check, you know, and I don't have to, when you have so many songs, you don't know what is what anymore, you know, start losing, not like knowing exactly what album, what song was on, what year, and you know, that's like you're a one hit wonder, you know. Too many, when you have too many songs, then you don't remember what album, what song was on, you know? Because maybe even when you were putting the album together, you didn't just do it at a time. You already had some, you just joined some, you know, and you just put it as an album, you know? No one knows when you recorded what, you know what I mean? So that's kind of like Rap Maker problems. That's my problems. Having too many songs and then you don't know which song is where. But anyways, at least you can see I'm on top of it. Currently, I have my projector on with, so that's one Android recording the Podomatic. I have one tablet on my lap checking the Spotify. The one that is beaming the songs to the wall as the projector is on the side. Then my phone that I receive my calls. Only one is has calls on it that I can receive calls. The rest are just, I don't say dead, but like, so they're just things that you can't call me on. You can only call me on one thing, you know? So that's nice. Gives me privacy and shit. You're not like having five phones that everything will be ringing. Somebody, no. Just one phone that rings. The rest are just Android for space and technology and programming. And if I want to test an app, or I want to test it on a white tablet, then I have another smaller tablet. I want to test it on a smaller tablet. Then if I want to see how it will look on the projector or on a TV screen, then I'll put it fucking, you know, thank God for all these, they call it casting or whatever, you know, you cast it from your phone to the, you know. And then if I want to watch NBA, I don't got to pay Rogers and Bell or any Shaw or any fucking network provider. I use Roku, you know, and Roku is almost on all my Androids here. So whichever I feel like, I just press the Roku, I just watch NBA live, you know. And most of it, I can get Sportsnet, I can get whatever channels I want. Mostly the channels I get are USA channels. So I'm watching what you're watching in the States, you know. Don't be dumb, you know. I see everything you're saying. Even the news, when I wake up, the first thing I press is this Haystack on the, and that's already on the, on this Roku projector, because it's a Roku projector, right? And so basically, actually, it's not a Roku projector. The Roku is just a like a USB that is plugged into this projector. So the projector is on its own. It didn't come with all those other multimedia stuff. It's the Roku that is just like a, I just plugged it into. So the projector is just a huge shit that can do all kinds of shit. Then the Roku is just the technology of the cable that I use, you know? And that gives me all my entertainment. Watch every fucking thing. And I use Haystack News that just shuffles from Al Jazeera to ABC to Fox. Fucking, you don't gotta use no fucking pay service providers. And that's free, you know? The Roku is not free. I had to buy the Roku, maybe $20. Then the projector, obviously not free. Maybe like a $300 projector or something, you know? Something tough, you know? I've been using it for at least 3 years and it's still standing, so I've been here 3 years now, this spot in the beaches. So 2023, this is the third year. So anyways, what was I even saying? I was just checking out one. I digress. But I was going to talk about why I paused the song. So if you're wondering what's coming next, is I'm on one, like my song with Drake. I think it's going to be on this album called Rap Maker. I'll try to put it as the picture of this. But I've put many pictures already of this Rap Maker. Yeah, so they don't even know which one is going to pop. So that's what I like as well. I like that little diversion. So until you see it, then you'll be like, oh, does he have multiple? Obviously, as you can see, I have multiple album covers for the same song. Because it's like the most songs I've ever done and put in any album, I think. I think I've done some before, but not like 23 songs. That's tough, you know? And it's commemorative of my 40th birthday. Anyways, I was going to talk about this co-op living. I don't know what the fuck, why people feel so entitled. Everybody wants to buy a house. You want to live. You want to the picket white fence and the wife and the kids. Are you daft? Come on, man. We're in the future. Can see population, people are getting bombed. Where do you want them to live? They have to move, they have to relocate. So things are happening in the world. You gotta some of your comforts, you gotta get uncomfortable a little bit, you know. I see them throwing jabs at Justin Trudeau here. All right, front, right, center. What the fuck? I didn't even observe that before. I just, for some reason, I just went in and just checked. I was like, what the fuck? Because I don't check all those comments, other people's comments. Why am I checking other people's comments for? I just comment, say whatever the fuck I want, and boom, I'm out on the next thing. Before you know it, I'm talking about something else or whatever. I'm just very quick on the Twitter and I'm out. I don't want to be too online because even I've noticed now on Facebook, once I post something, all these girls, you begin all these random messages or just anybody that is just already there, that's already online, they start messaging you because they can see you're online. And I just jump out quickly. I don't respond at that time when I just posted something. You want me responding to you like I'm some type of robot. But people are watching you. Some people don't really have anything to do or whatever. So they're just watching you, timing you, doing it. Anyways, I checked Justin Trudeau's thing and I saw some comments. He did, I mean, whatever, he emancipated marijuana, which makes puts a lot of people at ease. So it reduces the stress level, if you must know. So that's a good thing. That's why I really big up the weed thing. Because reducing stress level, isn't that a good thing? You don't have to smoke weed, put in your drink, put in your tea, you will still get some effect. You don't have to smoke it. So if you have issues with smoking or just the issue, the thing called smoking, you should not have issues with a herb. Just a weed, man. Just a plant that grows. I swear, it's so sad. You know, every shit that I make, that I put my bread, my fucking beer, whatever fuck weed that I smoke, I put a little weed, a little coconut, I mix all kinds of shit. Cranberry, spice, cranberry, whatever fuck I feel like, ginger, spice, everything I got. You know, so I just, and all these things are not expensive. Go to Bulk Brand and buy spices, all kinds of food spices, all kinds of shit. The last spices that I bought from Bulk Brand, like maybe $3 worth. I got coconut, jerk this, jerk that for cooking. I've not even touched it. It's been 2 weeks. I even thought I needed it. No, because all the things that I make, once you put a little spice, once you already refreeze, you freeze everything already marinated and like mixed with veggies. So once you just take it out of a Ziploc bag, you just pop it into a pot or into an oven or wherever the fuck you want to cook. In a grill, bring it out, let it defrost, put it on the barbecue, and that's food ready. You don't got to touch it. You don't got to prep. You don't got to do nothing. Once you buy it from the market, that same day, prep your food. Put it, if you don't have time, you're tired, obviously, you guys go as a group to the shop. Once you come back, okay, the next day, the food is still fresh. It's not going to get bad. Then the next morning, prep all your food and just leave the few ones fresh that will not go bad, you know, that you eat in a few days. The rest need to go frozen, you know, prepped, already ready to go. So that when, you know, and have all these tools, sandwich maker, how much? $15. One pot, hot pot, the smallest one is like maybe $15 to $20. So, you know, get a small kettle, the 1 liter size, I'm at $10. Next thing, with like $50, you have a cooking pot, you have a sandwich maker, and you have a kettle for coffee. So you have unlimited coffee. Then you go to dollar store, buy instant coffee. You don't have to take it only with that, you know, cream it up, put all your kinds of shit. Next thing you know, put hot chocolate, put coffee. By the time there's like 10 things in one cup, you will not feel that you got instant coffee. You will not feel the need to go to a barista, you know, that will cost you $5 for a cup of coffee. You will not feel that need to go to Starbucks to get a $10 coffee. You will not feel the need to buy a fucking big machine of K-Rug, one of these barista making type coffee, to make a little fuckery that just has one or two ingredients. When you can have 10 fucking ingredients in one fucking cup of thing that you cannot even call coffee anymore, because it's just beverage, you know. Put your little gin, your little booze. So for me, all the booze that I make, the 5 liters that I have currently, every time I'm drinking something, just a little touch in everything, you know. So next thing, am I alcoholic? No, it's just like sedating yourself, making yourself chill all the fucking time. And the drinks that I'm making, to me, they taste like palm wine, if you must know. Okay, because by the time, palm wine is a natural thing. It's like a fruit, like a juice. So everybody knows palm wine in Nigeria. So palm wine, the things I'm making, they don't taste like the palm wine from the tree. They taste like my juices. But for me, I just have that taste of, it tastes like palm wine, you know? So, and then I like that, you know, it's like a natural thing, organic, everything organic, you know? And the yeast is organic. It's like bread yeast, you know? I ain't got to go buy no particular alcohol yeast that they be shouting on some YouTube channels and shit. Regular bread yeast, pizza yeast, whatever the fuck yeast. In the times of the Vikings, in the times of slavery, in the times of the past, did they have labels on spices where they will say this one is bread yeast, alcohol yeast? They just had yeast or whatever, or they just fucking got it naturally. You can also get it from juices. So some of my juices, sometimes when I drink it, I have containers that have lids, or I can put lids on them. When I drink it, sometimes there are fruits already that I cut, pieces of apple, pineapple, whatever, already in juice, in gin or whatever. That shit don't go bad, man. It's fermented, you get it. So the next time,
I just see it. It's still there covered. Nothing has entered it. So it's, you know, it's clean. It's fresh. It's sterile, you know. It's just fermenting, which is okay. It's a natural process. A little hot water in that. Some new spices. Some boom, 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 boom. A little pour. Leave that. Let that cover again. I'm already doing another thing. There's many other things to drink in the house, in the fridge, all over the place. Then next thing you feel like, again, you take a little tap from that, put it in a thing. Next thing it tastes like something else. So steadily drinking shit like pina colada, all kinds of flavors. It's like all in my brain is now just, okay, how do I package this? Do I want to sell this to people? Do I need the money? I really do not need the stress. I don't need the money. I don't need the tax issues. I don't need to package and anybody to know. I'll better share the knowledge and let you go get your own, you know what I mean? No need to make money from that shit. That's free now. So there's a lot of shit like that that's free. Currently, one thing in my mind that I thought I would do yesterday, but I was so tired, I just fell asleep. I even got the error on my album that they said there was an error with some things. So one of the song, not online, Waju G Unit, kind of like a dedication or whatever to 50 Cent that I wanted to put. A couple songs didn't make it to all the albums I've put out lately. Like I did one song called Bad Guy the Butcher Benny, so it was kind of like a not jab to Griselda or Benny the Butcher or whatever, but that was what the beat was called, the Butcher Benny. So I just flowed on it. Even now when they say he didn't make it, that the format, there was something wrong, and I don't have time to convert because there's so many tracks, you know. So I just jumped over that. I did another one called Big Boss Rick Ross, but those tracks, like maybe that Butcher Benny and that Big, I don't know if they're on Rap Fame or something. I don't think that they're on Rap Fame. I made that on Rap Maker, I think. Anyways, mans are just accumulating tracks, even trying to enter the track number like Lil Wayne or something, you know, because that's another person I know has mad tracks. Some other people I also know have mad tracks, but maybe don't say anything about it, you know. Just have their studio and just go hard every time. But it's all good. I'm enjoying myself, enjoying my life. I found my avenues to spread my voice. I do my thing the way I like. I think I digress a little bit. I was going to talk about the co-op living. So what's wrong with co-op living, people? There's so much pressure in the world, pressure on society. All the systems are broken. The hospital system, the educational system, the political system, almost everything. The societal system, economical system, everything seems to be broken. You know, there's no peace in the world. Everywhere people are fighting. So really, what's wrong if there's no money or something, and then everybody just try to share? So can't you live with your family or extended family or people you don't know? You cannot live in a condo that has different people living in it, and then you bump into your neighbors. That is kind of like co-op living, if you understand what I'm saying. So the co-op living that he's talking about, he's not saying that you live in the same room and then you have to live with some other people. You live in the same sort of building unit, you know, but you have your own space. Like Bad Guy now, like me, I have my own space, my own room, I don't have my own bathroom, which is my next move, you know. But that also has to be on government sort of paycheck, you know. I'm not paying for that shit, you know. So when you have space, get me my own space. I've been on the list for like maybe about 5 years now, you know, because I did this when I was still staying at my parents. I think I put myself on the list for government housing, you know. So you still pay rent, but they'll give you a break. You understand? That's how you get those housing. It's not like it's free. No, you gotta pay rent. But at least it will be like a one bedroom or two bedroom, whatever the fuck I can get. I don't need a two bedroom. Who's my other person? So just me, you know? And we'll have space and I can maximize space. Even like currently in my current space, if I want to take picture, there's 360 every single time. So there's many positions and everything looks different on every angle. So in one box space, that's just a regular room like everybody has. Every room is almost like a box, isn't it, right? So everybody in some way or another, you're in a fucking box, if you must know. So every house, and you don't use all the boxes at the same time. So some boxes in your houses, I'm calling boxes space now, if you understand my euphemism. So the boxes in your house are just wasting. Do you get it? Wasting. So rent that out. That's the idea of Airbnb and shit. The boxes that are empty in your room, that's the space. Not the boxes that you're packing shit in and throwing away or whatever. The space, the box you live in, that are empty, that are just wasting. That's wasted space. If you're a real hustler, you hustle that out and maybe go live in another box. That's a bit wider, you know, and bigger, spacer, all kinds of departments in one box. No need for many boxes. So have your bathroom in the same box. Have your bedroom. So like
living in a penthouse in a hotel, yeah, or in Las Vegas, yeah, one of those hotels, you know. Already, you know, bad guys been to Vegas, you know. Got to touch on all the main places, Miami, Vegas, LA, all the main places you hear in songs and shit. You know, that's what interests people. That's why I talk about some of these places, you know, Punta Cana, everywhere I've been. I also talk about Amsterdam. Go fuck in Amsterdam for free or pay, whatever. You find bitches, you find weed, go to Jamaica, go to all these places, you know, Antigua. But there's so many places you can go and have fun, you know. Anyways, I'm just dropping shit, having fun. So there's nothing wrong with co-op living. I'm currently living co-op living with four guys. The interesting thing is everybody in this place that I'm staying here all have mental issues. So once you can declare that you're struggling, you have issues, mental health, all kinds of things, you can get breaks from the government, you know. But you gotta, you know, at that point, don't now be adding more stress to yourself. You've already been given a break, so just chill out from then on, you know. So once you get your break, if you need it, and if you feel like you want to pay more taxes, more accumulation, more boxes that you will not use, then go ahead. That's just wasteful to any minimalist, if you must know. So there's 10 more minutes. There's no wrong with co-op housing. Canadians are trying. Dr. Trudeau is trying. It might be time to go, because sometimes when you stay too long, you know. So I don't care. Go leave, whatever. Somebody else will come. They'll probably do some rubbish. So it's all, politics is all the same. So maybe next time, Justin, come as a musician. Get your own podcast where you can sing like me. Say all kinds of shit, put your name as bad guy, all kinds of shit, do all kinds of shit, not have family pressure. Your father was a prime minister, you are the prime minister. Justin Trudeau, just, you know, it might be time to go. If you gotta go, go, you know. There's no need to hold on to power. There's nothing about that. You see, if once you leave power, you would realize that it was better or it was time. You know, it's always that thing. You always, the realization usually comes after the fact. So you're not gonna get it now. It's when you're done. Then you'll be like, oh, you know, I'm glad I'm done, because it was so much stress. You know, your fine boy, all your gray hair will start showing. Your fine boy will start, you're already divorced with your wife. You're already, you know, having issues. That's it, pressure, bro. So, but anyways, I like it. You're like me, you know, both going to get divorced or divorce, whatever. You have kids, fine boy, they all love you. They like your dressing. They like me too. That's why you're pretty much about the only, you and Oliver Chow are the only politicians I'm following. I don't see any need for some of the other people I was following before. I keep my following to 300, hopefully forever. You know, the Spartans, you know, Ramadans. Remember Ramadan. But not like, I'm telling you to remember Ramadan, like I be fasting. I don't fast in Ramadan, if you must know. But I do intermittently eat. So to me, I respect the idea of fasting. If you got to do what you got to do to get your spiritual connection to your Allah, then go ahead, you know. That guy suffered, you know. 6 months in the winter in Canada is not a joke, you know. From fucking winter to spring or whatever comes next. It's not a joke. Living homeless, paying your way through with whatever cash or credits that you have, getting into all kinds of trouble, getting into all kinds of shit, just thinking too much. Living 6 months in the fucking Canadian cold. That's why I really feel all these homeless people, because I was there. I was where they were exactly. The same spot that they be sleeping outside. Bad guy was there. But you know, bad guy ain't sleeping outside and ain't wasting time there. I just got there because that's the central spot for all the homeless in Toronto. So bad guy too went there, you know. At some point they said go to another place. I went to the other place, but everything, I couldn't stay in those places. So I just decided, you know what, from now on I'm just going to be spending my money. Initially I thought I'm going to save my money. Let's see what the system has to offer. But I went through the system. I wrote a book about it. That period I sang some songs. Thank God when I was singing those songs, I was in like hotels, Airbnbs. But soon, you know, after like 6 months of Airbnb and shit, maybe I got paranoid one day. The next Airbnb that I went, that was dodgy or something, you know, did some shit, got kicked out. Now I'm like, I think banned from Airbnbs because I think I broke down the girl's door because she just locked it. So I just felt like the way there was cameras, or I just, you know, sometimes you just get paranoid. And once you're paranoid, you smoke a lot, you're in depression, you're thinking about ending your life, you're homeless. They don't know you're homeless. They just want the money, you know. That's the problem with Airbnb. Even though I told you to rent out your room or rent out your spot, it also comes with problems, which, if you must know, it's true. It's real problems. Because you're just collecting money from people. On their profile, they don't say, I'm homeless and I'm looking for Airbnb. If they say that, you will never accept them. But most of these people taking Airbnb, it's not everybody that is Airbnb that... Some people don't have a place to stay, but somehow can pay for Airbnb, and that's what they can get. Because even getting rent in any country in this world, it's not easy. Currently, everything is under pressure. So motherfuckers that feel entitled in this Canada are so annoying, and there are plenty. They piss me off. So all those comments, all those, some things were unwanted, unfounded, it's just unnecessary. You need to face the reality of what's going on in reality currently, which is co-op housing is the way to go. People that have large houses, large yachts are part of the problem. Some of the comments I saw were, oh, things like, I need my own. Justin Trudeau doesn't want people to own houses. And it's not about that. You need to change with society. You're going to a utopia. You think in utopia, there'll be one guy that has the biggest house, like the guy that has number one on the beaches down when you get to, if you just go down, I think, on my street, I think, if you go all the way on Silver Birch, all the way to fucking Queen Street to where the water is, you see one house, one blue house down by the beaches there. The biggest house in the fucking, you don't need a fucking house like that. They keep constructing because they've never finished that house or something. It's been there for years. Since I've been here, I don't even think they've moved in or whatever. So you want wasteful shit like that. You want wasteful shit like Drake's big ass house. How many songs does he sing? Well, it's just, yeah, even his album cover is not too interesting. Not too, to be honest, some of these guys, I feel like even unfollowing them. But if I unfollow Drake, unfollow Tory Lanez, unfollow Ayesha Carr, then what would they say about me? You know, so I gotta make the right moves. Follow my hometown people, follow, support them, even though sometimes some of their behaviors are excessive. Not saying Ayesha Carr is excessive, of which I have spoken with her. I have had conversations with Ayesha Carr. You know, she's younger than me, but she reached out, whatever, added me on my first Twitter when I first got on Twitter. Because after making a couple noise, they all added me. 50 Cent added me, Ayesha Carr added me, Birdman added me. A couple people, they just added me. Even fucking Angelina Jolie added me, you know. So that was nice. You know, I got to speak to those people. But soon I was blocked from Twitter. That was when Jack Dorsey was on Twitter. So the guy blocked my profile. Took me a couple months to even realize that I could have just changed another profile the same fucking day and started something else. But I just, you know, I just felt I didn't really get it then because I wasn't on Twitter. Then later I just decided to start again, you know. And then when I started, by that time all those people, they would not reach out again. They even know who you are because they just know that you're a troublemaker, right? So and then they just act like they don't know. They can't even, they don't want to ruin their careers, maybe money or not. So some of these people that I'm following currently, that I'm just following just because I don't know why, you know. But sort of like Justin Bieber, why I even followed him was I saw the thing that annoyed me that I made a song about North Americans not dressing properly. Sometimes when you watch TV, you hear some of these conversations, this common knowledge. And if you're really into society building, you really want to stay on top of these common things, you know. Things that common people are feeling, you know, you want to feel it too. So you don't lose touch. You have your yacht, your boats, your expensive shit that you got to maintain heavily. You're spending too much. It's like using a bazooka to boil a glass of water. You know what I mean? That's too much energy. And damn. Some taps run hot water enough to boil a fucking egg. At least if you let it sit for at least 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like my friend Anna, in her place, the hot water that comes out of her tap, if you fucking put your hand there less for more than 10 seconds, your hand will go in flames. You understand? So, those of you that are using bazookas, using nuclear warheads, using too much energy, using SpaceX, that type of, all those gasoline, burning fuel like Burner Boy, yeah? You're digging the ground, excavating the oil, then you're burning it, going to space where you destroy the same fucking machine that you just built, spent years building, designing, then you destroy it, then you say you've had success. You're wasting too much. You're using too much to get, I don't know if it's worth it, you know? You've not fixed here. Where are you trying to go? You're there watching while they're killing slow. Nowhere to go, Gaza. Huh? This episode is called Braveheart. I thought I was singing, but I just kept talking, you know. 30 minutes of song, 30 minutes of talk. If you don't like that, I think that's yin yang. So let's leave it at that. No need to put on any loud thing. As you can hear, my radio is always on Classical 96.3 FM. I don't joke. I stay real. I keep it real. People that know me, know me. If you've seen me 20 years ago, if you see me today, I swear you'll be like, that's the same Larry. Do you know what I mean? That's the same bad guy. I didn't change. I just got held down, you know, a little bit by life. One more minute to go. When you hear things popping like that, those are like, because some of my cans have, like I told you, they have things. They have all these, my libation that I'm making. So sometimes, even the yeast, I don't like throw away. Like I said, so some particles of, so they're still alive, you know, yeast not food now. God damn, which kind of country, which kind of life we did now? We don't understand, say yeast not food. They go buy bread, $5 bread. When you can make bread, all you gotta do is buy flour once, it can last you months. Bake your own fucking bread. One egg for one fucking bread. You get it? You don't gotta put 10 eggs in one bread. One egg, a pack of egg comes like how many? 12, right? Or how many? Maybe 10. One egg, make one bread. So that's 10 bread. One bread should last you 1 week. So 10 bread should last you 10 weeks. Do you get it? Come on, man. I ain't got to teach this. I think I'll just leave it there. You've been listening to Bad Guy Radio. Take care. Please, take care.